come back and see me. 3 days to living room. I realize it's all my fault.
Slushy machine.
You never know.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, there are reasons why things happen, but let me paint a quick picture for you if you've never actually been on the other side of the phone there.
Get the Ken Colburn brush out and let's begin the painting process. How about a little tree right over here?
Can you give me some music? Can you give me a little backgrounder there?
What would I do for
so,
music for you?
Yeah, clear your minds and imagine this. You are on the phone, you answer the phone, and you talk to somebody you've never met.
Hello, tech support. How can I help you?
With a computer that you've never seen. You got more?
No, I don't.
No, that's
get okay. Prepared for the next thing.
Okay. With a situation that you can't have any idea what's going on, so the only information you as a tech support person can ascertain in order to fix the problem is from the person that's frustrated and can't really explain what they're looking at.
Right.
From that small ball of goo, you're supposed to, as a tech support person, walk the customer through whatever it is and get them to the point where they're happy again.
Right.
Can you imagine why so many of these sessions fail?
I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
Yeah, that's exactly how tech support people feel.
Right.
Not! For the most part, folks, you are about 50% of the problem. No, about 80% of the problem, because
you're not prepared, mostly.
You're not prepared, and you can't properly explain the situation, which is understandable. That's why you're in the situation you're in. But you have to take responsibility for half of the frustration, at least, because you can't really explain to the person on the other end that can't see what you're seeing what's going on. And so you have to remember that and have some patience. And believe me, patience is probably the best thing to have when you're on tech support, because as soon as you get uppity with these people,
they're going to get uppity back. They're going to get frustrated. They're going to shut down.
You also just eliminated them wanting to really help you. I mean, human nature kicks in here.
All they want to do is hang up with you. What's the quickest way to get you off the phone?
If you're a nice, friendly person that's jovial and understands that, you know, it's going to take some time to get through this, you're probably going to have a better experience than if you are the type that basically starts demanding things and telling people what jerks they were. Because this is the fifth time you've called,
right?
Although this guy you've never talked to,
right?
But again, there are ways of accelerating, and we'll try to talk about those things. And we want your input and your experiences in this area as well. So if you've had a good or bad tech support experience,
or if you're a tech support person,
we'd really want to hear from you.
And you've had good or bad experiences, but I'm sure you've had some of each. We'd love to hear from you. 602-277-5827. When you hear somebody hang up, that's the way to get on through to tell us about those experiences.
Or if you want to be somebody called Anonymous, you can email us with your, hey, the general public, get a clue. That way we don't have to say a name. We don't have to say anything. You can be completely... Right. Anonymous. And go ahead and email us with your tips for folks to get better support from you as a tech support person. Shall we?
Shall we? We shall.
We shall move on to the most important part of the show, which is Adam's acronym.
It's actually the 14th most important part of the
show. Okay. Do we have any kind of music for him?
Yeah, at the end.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
So you don't even get opening music anymore, Adam. It's just right to Adam.
It's as soon as he provides it, he will.
Adam is 13 years old. He's part of our crew now, actually. Kind of an impromptu part of our crew. He's out of Glendale and comes to us every week with Adam's either almost acronym, or sometimes it's actually an acronym.
Well, first of all, I mean, you can't exactly call me a tech support person, but I mean, I do run around the neighborhood a little bit and help neighbors.
Oh, I believe, Adam, that you are probably one of the best tech support people out there. You probably get calls all the time, don't you?
You know what you have on your side is you have, because you're young and you don't have a million other things to do, you have more patience probably than us adult tech support kind of people.
Well, it really doesn't help when the person you're talking to, I mean, as Ken said, that sometimes they just don't know what they're talking about. And
sometimes?
Help.
You know, there's a lot of things people can do, and preparation is the biggest. Before you pick up the phone to call, get the exact error message, be in front of your computer, have it on, and know the model of your computer and what operating system you're running. These are things that almost everybody can do.
Wait a minute. Write down the error message?
Or have it up in front of you.
Get out of here.
And then
How could that possibly help? The bigger
thing is, once you get this guy on the phone, remember, he's the expert and you're not, so
no.
let him do the driving and don't backseat drive.
Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adam.
But it's my computer. I know better than this guy.
I got to come down off my soapbox. Now, Adam, your acronym or almost acronym this week is, I'm sure, something that's very topical as usual.
Well, it's an almost acronym, and it's SMP.
SMP.
Mm-hmm.
Silly man puppet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
No. It stands for symmetrical multiprocessing.
Oh, boy, that sounds pretty big.
Well, yeah, it is, considering that's what it's called when you have two processors in your computer.
Well, why don't they just say two processors?
Yeah, duh.
Because everything has to have a technical name.
How about dual processors? That's kind of technical.
They call it that, too, but that's just not the technical
What happens when it's more than two, when it's like four?
That's still SMP.
Quad processing power.
But it's still symmetrical.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe one's working harder than the other. Wouldn't that be asymmetrical?
Right.
Sure.
You got some childhood issues, don't you?
All right.
All right. So, symmetrical multiprocessing?
Mm-hmm.
So, why would I care and why would I want that?
Yeah.
Why would you want that? Well, some people who run servers or do, like, lots of audio and graphics work, it really gives the computer a boost.
It does give the computer a boost. You are, in fact,
really,
correct.
Really, really, really big boost.
Did you know a little secret thing? That the newer Pentium 4 processors have something called hyper-threading built in?
Right.
Mm. And it's very similar to putting two processors in your machine. In fact,
right.
some operating systems actually treat it as two separate processors because it can, it's like split brain kind of stuff.
Right. Don't you guys have a kitchen analogy for that?
Well, I'm sure Ken can make one up real quick.
Yeah, when you have two processors, it's like having two chefs in the kitchen, but the difference is they're working together.
And they like juggle stuff between them and stuff.
Yeah, they are able to process or basically prepare the meal much faster because they're working in tandem.
In tandem.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah, it makes multitasking a lot smoother.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
I guess that's it. Hey, Adam, any more tips for the general public on tech support?
Yeah, if you don't have much patience, just try the manual one more time.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a good way to not have patience.
RTFM.
Yeah,
RTFM.
Hey, you're supposed to say RTM.
He did.
You're too young to use that the bigger
funny word?
Yeah.
See you folks next week.
Hey, listen, we're off next week, but hey, we're going to be in your neighborhood, Arrowhead Mall,
cool.
The week after. Why don't you come down?
I might just do that.
All right, we'll talk.
All right.
Hey, we'll see. We'll have Adam fill in for you, Brandon.
Absolutely. We got a free line open now because...
Great news. You can join Preston as a VIP at his 25th anniversary live...